Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is mild tonight. Jerusalem is expecting a cool breeze, while Tel Aviv enjoys a warm evening. Haifa is experiencing clear skies, making for a pleasant night. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, just in, Prime Minister Netanyahu says we have the freedom to thwart any threat. He made this statement at the IDF Senior Command Conference, focusing on threats in Lebanon, in line with agreements with the US. Also, Ynet reports from earlier this hour that Netanyahu has urged IDF leaders to address Hezbollah's rocket and drone threats. He emphasized that despite progress, the campaign in Lebanon is not over. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post covers Lebanon's President Joseph Aoun, who says negotiating with Israel is not treason. He accused Hezbollah of acting against Lebanon's interests. Separately, Forward writes about increasing violence among Israeli youth. On Independence Day, an Ethiopian Israeli was murdered, highlighting a disturbing trend. And finally, Axios reports from earlier that Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid in a broader peace effort with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Amer Zar, a Palestinian activist, posted minutes ago that the debate over Palestinian indigeneity is irrelevant. He argues that the focus should be on the expulsion of Palestinians. Al Arabiya English reports that Brian Machamer, president of Six Flags Qiddiya City, shared plans for Aquarabia during Saudi summers. This is part of Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030. Muda Zahran, a Jordanian opposition figure, wrote 15 minutes ago about a dossier in Washington aiming to dismantle the Muslim Brotherhood. He says the U.S. may soon sanction Jordan's Brotherhood leaders. Now for more on those stories, starting with Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks, Walla reports his commitment to addressing threats from Lebanon. He emphasized Israel's right to proactive defense, coordinated with the U.S. This comes amid ongoing tensions with Hezbollah, which continue to pose risks to regional stability. Turning to the IDF's focus on Hezbollah, Ynet highlights Netanyahu's call for solutions to rocket and drone threats. Despite gains in Lebanon, the prime minister insists the campaign must continue. This suggests increased military efforts are on the horizon, potentially impacting diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post covers President Aoun's call for talks with Israel. He criticized Hezbollah's actions, suggesting they betray Lebanon's interests. This statement marks a shift in Lebanon's political landscape, potentially opening doors for peace talks. In other news, Forward highlights the tragic murder of Yimanu Binyamin Zelka on Independence Day. This incident underscores a worrying rise in youth violence in Israel. Authorities are urged to address underlying social issues to prevent further tragedies. Finally, Axios reports Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. While politically sensitive for Netanyahu, this pause in hostilities could pave the way for broader peace talks, including with Iran. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business discusses a new financial education program in schools. This initiative aims to equip students with financial management skills, helping to reduce economic disparities. Separately, CTech reports that Cox Automotive has acquired Israeli startup Fullpath. This acquisition is part of Cox's strategy to enhance its data capabilities through AI technology. And finally, from Globes, Sayera has purchased Israeli startup Rift for over $10 million. Rift's platform supports secure data management, benefiting enterprises adopting AI systems. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.